What's up, AfterBuzzers? We are back here on season 4, episode 17 of Botch, Gimme, Gimme More Surgery. We are going to be talking about, of course, more surgery, more doctors, more madness, celebrity segment also towards the end of the episode, so you'll want to make sure to tune in for that, and much more after this.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Ooh, bringing back that old school Britney Spears thanks to this episode.
I feel so sassy.
I know. I haven't listened to this in a long, long time. Hey, AfterBuzzers, welcome back. So pumped to be talking about this episode. I am your host, Juliet. Welcome to the Botch family, where we're here to discuss all things botched. I have to my left the lovely Abby Beauty Expert. How are you doing today?
I don't know what kind of wave that was.
For our iTunes listeners, she did a peace sign.
I did a peace sign and waved with it. So lame.
It was like a bunny ear wave.
What up?
Very, very cute. And very exciting news, we have a new addition to our panel, the lovely Nicole.
Hey, guys.
Welcome, welcome, Nicole.
Thank you.
So excited to have you. I have to ask, my first question is, what has drawn you to Botched? Like, what interests you in this show?
I have always been fascinated with surgery. Don't ask me why. I do plan on getting surgery one day, but I'm not going to give away what I plan on getting. But I just love, you know, just the cosmetic field and beauty, all things beauty, skincare, anything that has to do with, like, fixing your body.
Very, very neat. And do you know any in terms of like I don't know if it's behind the scenes, but more like research, do you know the inside of that, or are you more purely like aesthetic and you enjoy just watching it once it's done?
A little bit of both.
Okay.
Actually, so I do a lot of research on like skincare or anything that has to do with like rejuvenating the skin. So I actually have had skin rejuvenation before last year. It's called the Vampire Facial. I don't know if you've heard of it. Yeah,
I have.
I've experienced it and I've researched it. So
Abby had a little twinkle in her eye as soon as you said that. For those who have been tuning in, Abby's kind of our little expert who just works for a medical spa and just kind of has a lot of insight on this whole world. So we always love hearing her opinion and love hearing now Nicole's opinions moving forward. In this episode, we're going to be talking about a Britney Spears nose, breasts that were never really symmetrical. And again, later on in the episode, we have a special segment, thanks to Abby, on celebrity botched. And we also have some news updates. So lots to cover in this episode.
Uh-huh.
Let's dive into it. I first want to talk about Rajeer, who is coming back. She's been on the show in the past, and now she's here again. Had you guys ever seen her any episodes that she had been in the past?
I have.
Okay,
yes,
cool.
Raji. So she has a very interesting story. So she's, you know, transgender mm-hmm. female, and when she first started getting her face done, she went to someone who essentially injected cement in her cheeks. So it just caused so much problems down the road, and now she's back for multiple surgeries. So
she had like a black market surgery,
yes,
is what she said. Do you know why that is?
Well, black market surgery is much cheaper. People go for the discounted prices, which is very dangerous, you guys. Do not do that. It's very, it can cause multiple problems.
More money in the end.
Right, yeah, absolutely.
Oh my gosh.
I didn't see the original episode. Mm-hmm. I remember seeing a teaser for it, and I couldn't watch it. Just from the teaser, I was like,
very gruesome.
Oh my god. I literally almost yacked when I was watching them in that this
pretty
time
gross.
Even. I was, oh my goodness. Yeah. Oh my goodness.
Very intense. Her whole face is completely deformed. She so she was transgender, and it's like a feminine, she put silicone on her face to have more feminine features.
Right.
And again, on the black market, as you guys are saying, they didn't really put real silicone on her face. And now it's been an ongoing struggle. So I thought that was really sad, because on top of all the struggles that she has to deal with, being transgender and being kind of outside the norm in a way, now she has just, she physically, no matter what, people really kind of stare. And that must take a toll.
Yeah, she said an interesting thing on this episode. She said, you know, imagine being transgendered, but being transgendered with a deformed face. Mm-hmm. So she's facing,
because you're already facing when you go through a procedure where your identity is already female, but you're trying to match how you're feeling, and so you're going into that being like, you know, I'm gonna come out more beautiful and more, and then you come out looking literally like a cartoon character. I mean, horrific. Even when she came back for this time, her eye drooping was wild.
Scary.
Wild.
So scary. But regardless of all this adversity that she faces, she's kind of become this advocate mm-hmm. and this voice for the trans community, which I thought was so cool because we don't often highlight things like this in this show. It's always kind of entertaining, but not so much in terms of activism. What do mm-hmm. you guys think about highlighting that?
I think it's great. I think it's amazing. And it kind of takes away the focus of what she's dealing with. For me at least, it kind of just overpowers that. But I think it's great that they're highlighting that in the show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I feel like a lot of times with cosmetic surgery or with anything, it's a very shallow reason, which there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with, oh, I want better cheekbones or I want this. Like, that's totally cool. But it's nice to have somebody who's really genuinely needing the surgery to complete their life. Mm-hmm. So yeah. I liked that part of it as well.
And she really desperately needs it. And I thought it was so sweet that now that this is the third time seeing these doctors, she's kind of built a relationship with them. And I thought it was sweet that she said that she reached out and right away they're like, okay, let's get her in. And they were all in to mm-hmm. go in one more time. And it was very risky for them to do that.
It just reinstilled how crazy facelifts are. Mm-hmm. Yes. Like, facelifts are dangerous. They're dangerous. Like, they're not, you're literally cutting around the eyes, around your face. I mean, you're taking your face off and tightening. I mean, it's just.
Did you guys see that clip where, like, Dr. Bro's, like, literally drilling into her cheek? I just, like, mm-hmm. oh my God.
I know, I can't imagine sound that. Effects.
Yeah, ooh. I couldn't imagine that.
Oh, so much to endure. And I thought it was interesting because after these doctors have a show, they have this huge brand and a huge following. When he was in that consultation with her and he was describing all the possible risk and how risky this actually was, I was like, wow, I'm kind of impressed that they themselves are taking a risk to go back under the knife, right? Because they're putting their reputation at hand because it's a high-risk thing. Right. Are you guys surprised that they're doing that and not kind of standing back?
I feel like this time it wasn't. It was like, hey, here's the risks, but this needs to be done. Your eyes are gonna be like, your eye sockets are gonna, or the, you know, your eye hole's gonna be down your cheeks. I mean, let's be real here. Like, her socket was starting to show.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
It really was. But thankfully, you know, after a lot of ups and downs, the surgery was overall successful, mm-hmm. and she was really happy, and it made a difference. She's a new woman.
Yeah,
completely new women. And that's what I love about the show is that you go in with all these problems and come out with just like so much more confidence.
Right.
And she was there to take on the world.
And that's what I love about these doctors. You know what I mean? They really want to make sure that their patients are happy and confident no matter how many times that they come back.
Yeah. And we end her part of the episode on this reveal at the Lavender Effect Award. So I thought that was so sweet. She's just getting an award for all her activism, again, as we mentioned, which is, I thought, was a little bit better than, not better, it was just different than the reveals that we're used to seeing at a restaurant or whatnot.
Again, it was a reveal with a purpose.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. I agree.
Yeah. So you didn't miss the whole restaurant and the friends saying, you look amazing.
Nope.
You're over.
Over it. It's like redundant so now. Over. Like, it's just.
You know what else? Why we're talking about what we're over on the show? I'm just going to throw it out there. I'm so over all the sexual undertoned jokes that they're forcing. They're forced at this point. Like, some of them come off the cusp and they're funny. And, like, I'm all here for dirty humor. Like, all here for it. But I'm not here for it when it's like, okay, you have to say this so we can get a laugh. Like, I don't appreciate that. And it's to the point now it's so cheesy where I'm cringing watching it. And it's just not funny.
Why do you think that's happening? Is there someone in their ear?
Yeah. Oh, 100%. It's definitely production.
Oh, really? I thought it was something they just came off the
cusp. No. No way. Oh. That all was, like, you can even tell kind of when they, like, right before they're about to deliver, they start, like, stuttering-ish. Not stuttering, but their speech becomes, like, you know, they're thinking, oh, okay, I have to say this. And that, to me, was just too much. Yeah. I don't know. Because, like, when he was saying, like, I know the insides of your body, that was natural.
Mm-hmm.
But when later in the conversation, right before the surgery, when he was like, we don't want to get too high, we don't want to get too low, like, a nice, like, middle ground. And then she was like, oh, you know, like, yeah, the spot. And I'm like, but it wasn't like a natural thing. It was like, let's get a little raunchy. I don't know if they're doing it necessarily for the target audience or what, but I didn't, didn't appeal
to it. I get what you're saying. I think it's getting a little redundant at times, but yeah, just, it's funny, but it's a kind of a hit or miss, but please tell us your thoughts. I want to know if you guys appreciate these jokes.
Yeah.
If you're totally,
or if I'm just too critical.
I didn't even notice until you, like, brought it up. Like, when you brought it up, now I'm thinking about, I'm like, oh yeah. Yeah, it's getting a little.
Yeah, I feel please tell us your thoughts and go in the iTunes section below and leave us a comment. Tell us what you thought about this episode overall. And if you like their banter, if you do not like it, if you want more sex, less sex, and while you're in your iTunes.
Well, if you're going to do it, do it. Yes. Like, let's do it. Like, let's have it be a little more aggressive. Let's not just, like, tickle it. I don't know. I'm just not here for that.
I feel that. And I'm just like Abby said, if you're going to do it, do it. While you're in the iTunes, make sure to leave us a thumbs up. And then also head over to our YouTube and leave a comment there too, because we go back and forth and we kind of like to keep the conversation going in both of those places. And leave us a thumbs up. Those really, really help. And then make us happy. So please make us happy.
We want to be happy.
Okay, another thing. Does this make you happy? We always see there's just the banter between the doctors, and they're kind of always bromance that we see. So we like this bromance?
I love it. I love it.
Yeah, definitely here
What do you like about it, Nicole?
I just, see, for me, they're funny when they're interacting with each other. Like, for this episode, when I think it was Dr. Dubrow, he went on a trip.
Yes.
And he wasn't going to go to the hospital. He was just going to, you know, wing it, I guess. He was, like, really sick. And then he thought about Dr. Nassif. Thank you. Dr. Nassif. And he was like, okay, what would Dr. Nassif do? Oh, he's weak, or he's a punk or something like that. So he would call the paramedics. So I'm going to call the paramedics. So he called the paramedics, got an IV, and now he's all better.
What did you think, Abby, about that footage they were showing of his wife and him? And he was so highly cute. Irritated.
I love Terry's relationship with his wife as well. He's a dope dude. Like, he's one of those people that you're just like the law of attraction. Like, not sexual attraction, but just he's a great human being. He's hilarious. He's entertaining. He's nice. I'm sure he has some downfall somewhere, but I can't find it yet.
Yes.
He has a great body for his age.
He really does.
Oh my gosh.
He really does.
He's got money. Like, where does this man? What's the deal? What's the deal, Terry? What's your issue? Great. Maybe he has really gross feet or something. I don't know. I'm trying to figure it out. Like, there's got to be a problem.
Him and his wife are really a reality TV power couple, because he obviously is on this show and she's a real housewife. So it's funny to see that world together. And they they have that commonality, I guess.
It meshes so well.
It does message them well. I wonder, you know, they understand, like, what it is like to have cameras around and producers in your ear and the whole shebang. So, but one thing, it's true that when it comes to Botch, they do have that banter again in, like, within the consultations and stuff like that, but they get to go home, whereas Real Housewives, they follow them 24/7. Different scam.
Different scam.
And also, After Business, we do have a great after show for all Real Housewives, whether you like New Jersey, you like New York, there's so many. I can't keep track of. So go check those out as well. Those are really, really fun if you're into that world. You know who was really into another world? Our friend Brian, who was obsessed with Britney Spears. Abby, how obsessed with you and Britney Spears? Remember when she was big? She was real big.
She was cool. She was a dope chick.
Why did you say it like that?
I was like, I was weird. I liked like Sarah McLachlan and stuff like that. When I was like, I was not, and like the whole Britney Christina like thing. I never got it, but I feel like I missed out. I don't know. I thought Britney Spears, like, I was definitely more of a Britney fan than a Christina fan, but I was never like a crazy, like all her hits, of course I know, but I don't know. I missed the boat on that one, unfortunately.
Well, Brian did not miss the boat.
He went
all in. Have you ever heard of a super fan? We are the Super Fan After Show Network, but I have never heard of any super fan like this.
Yeah, on this level, it's different. I haven't witnessed a super fan like this. He's gone all the way out, and I think he spent like $80,000 on surgery. I think you mentioned $80,000. That's a lot, and $25,000 on veneers alone. So that's dedication right there.
Yeah. And what I thought was even more surprising is that technically he didn't. His mother paid for it.
Oh, yeah. But they're also from out here. They're from Woodland Hills, which, like, Woodland Hills, I would expect Calabasas more if it was going to be, you know, that. But
for people who know nothing about California, is Woodland Hills a rich area, a poor area? What's like?
Woodland Hills is an intermediate, I feel like. It's like Agoura Hills and Hidden Hills and Calabasas are all, like, definitely upper middle class to upper class, and then Woodland Hills, I would say it's like middle class to upper middle class.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, but it's like right in between.
Right. Yeah. So pretty well off, but still that's a huge
sum. That's a lot of money. Yeah, that's a lot of money.
At a really young age. He started really young
Yeah.
doing all this stuff.
But we also don't know, like, did you go to college? Or did we use the college money? Like, right, you know what right, I mean? Right. Like, there were so many questions yes. going through my head.
Yes. I read a story where a girl used her refund check to get plastic wow. surgery. Yeah, she got a lot of money for it. It's oh crazy. Oh,
my Lord. It becomes pricey, and it's actually funny how him spending that much money, you know, to get the lips done and get the nose done to look like Britney Spears kind of gave him notoriety. And people know who he is now, and he has a whole act, and he's planning on going to travel the world just impersonating Britney and having his own material. Is that something you would go see?
No, but I don't think I'm the target demographic for that. Okay. However, do you guys think he looks like Britney?
No.
Okay. No. There was one picture when he had brown hair.
Oh, okay.
With the brown wig or whatever. I was like, okay, I see Britney a little bit like in this. School. It was like the angle and stuff. That, sure. Everything else, I was like,
yeah.
He's like off-market Britney. Has anyone
told him? He doesn't look like Britney? Like, it's like everyone's keeping the secret, letting him mm-hmm. believe something that yes. isn't really true. Yeah, you don't look like Britney.
Right, yeah. You might need some new friends to tell you the truth.
You look great. You don't look like Britney.
But you know who else? Yep, yeah, the doctors agreed with you. Yeah. They were laughing about that. They were like, I don't see it. I'm pretty." Terry was saying, "I'm pretty into pop culture. I have no clue." So it was funny to be like, "Okay, I'm not the only one." We were like, the audience and the doctors were kind of all on the same page,
on the same boat.
It seemed like it, but if you guys disagree, leave us a comment. But yeah, these doctors were just kind of like there to, I guess, give him hope. And for a quick second, I thought they were going to operate because they were talking about how his nose has collapsed a little bit. Although it was successful, it's collapsed. I was a little bit confused about that. So it's good, but it's not good. Did you guys fully understand what they were saying?
I think if they went back in and made it thinner, it would fully collapse based on the shape and structure of his nose. Which again, like, bro, you don't need a nose job.
Right.
Exactly.
Who wants to go through that voluntarily?
That's too much. And like, one day I'm not wishing this on him or anything like that, but you might like be performing and not be able to breathe. So,
right.
Yeah.
Because he wanted to get his, the bridge of the nose, which is like the top part of the nose mm-hmm. bone area, redone. And I think that's what they were saying is that the nostrils were a little bit collapsing, but that is normal. And mm-hmm. if you go back in, it's going to be really worse. And you mm-hmm. can't dance because you won't be able to breathe correctly.
Right.
So that was his deal breaker. He was like, no, I gotta be Britney. I can't keep going. So I enjoy when that happens because I'm like, okay, it's nice to think that your passion is more important than your looks.
Right.
But sometimes we've had people where their looks are their passion.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So do you think looks are better than passion or passion is better than looks?
Oh, passion over looks. Passion, but I feel like he needs to get a hobby or something.
Yeah.
Other than, well, he has a hobby already, arguably. It's Britney. Britney's his hobby.
Yeah. Like a hobby, like not a person.
Yeah.
That's like that's an obsession.
I was just going to say that.
Almost, obsession. That's not like even really a hobby.
And there's a lot of people out there who are actually willing to put their life at risk for this. And it's like, but you're not going to be here to enjoy it. So I don't see the purpose of going through
that. Like, I think a lot of times it's for like that 15 minutes mm-hmm. of like, mm-hmm. oh, you look like that. Cool. And next day, like, you still look like them, but like, what? Your life goes on. You know,
what have you brought to the world? Yeah. Like, not much. Right. Yeah.
You said that I didn't have to think it in.
But yeah, I kind of arguably think that the doctor decides not to operate. They think it's not a good idea. Mm-hmm. Again, I think that they're doing that because it's not. I feel like they're so accomplished that if they really wanted to, they could have made it maybe a little bit better, maybe 10% better. But it's just not worth taking that risk.
Right.
And you're also feeding into almost an addiction. That person will never be happy with everything.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Exactly. I think that's a great point, Abby, is that everyone they operate on are getting something fixed, and they all seem somewhat stable in some mm-hmm. sense. And then you always have that one character who comes out who's very flamboyant, who's all over the place, and they don't really seem like they have it all together, so it's not really smart to go there.
Right. Like Beyonce once said, it's the soul that needs the surgery.
Oh, yes, that's true. That's true. I like that, Nicole. See, I'm very glad you're on this call.
We're going to put Nicole on for quotes of the week.
We should do that. We have one more patient we're going to get to, and then afterwards we'll get into some news updates and a fun celebrity botch segment. So our last patient is Brittany. Ironically, but her real name is Britney. Right. Nothing to do with the Britney Spears that we've been discussing. She has been having issues with just her breasts have never been two of the same. They've never been symmetrical. And that's really been something that's been taught throughout her whole life. Can you imagine that? Kind of your whole life having to deal with something like that?
I actually have a friend like that.
Oh, really? Tell me more.
Who was, had, I'm sorry, I totally cut you off.
No, you're good. No, you're good.
Growing up, and hers were like the same. Mm-hmm. Like one was like barely a full A, and the other one was like a full C, like to the point where it was like, girl, you need to tell your mom. You got to figure that out. Like, because you're not comfortable with anything. Dresses don't fit you right. Like, you don't want to be naked in front of anybody. Like, you should want to, you should be comfortable enough to take your shirt off. Like, you know what I mean? Or even in by yourself. Mm-hmm. So that really was a very sad. That's hard. But I also don't understand, because common sense would tell you that that doctor was flawed in his thinking. Like, what? Why would you want silicone in one and not in another? Like, why would you?
What
world does that even make sense? You know what I mean? I don't know.
Yeah. I think that's a big issue that we encounter with a lot of these patients, is that they don't do their research. Mm-hmm. They have no clue of what really is to expect it, so they just kind of trust the doctor. Because to be honest,
which they should. They should. Mm-hmm. A doctor should be trusted to be like, hey, this is what we're, this is going to be the best thing, and it should be the best thing, but. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes that's not always the case.
Right.
Because to be honest with you, did you guys know that if you were under those circumstances, you needed, regardless of wanting to have one boob bigger and one boob smaller, that you have to put implants in both? I did not know that. I thought that was very interesting.
I know that now at this point in my life. But, like, I would assume just based on the textural difference, you would want one in each. And just think about it. Like, even just knowing, like, what a boob job looks like. It doesn't look like normal breasts.
Right.
Especially when you have one that is that pancakey and saggy. Like, so you're just gonna, it just didn't, none of it made sense to me. And I don't know how she was so freaking chill about having a tube in her for 10 years.
Yes.
I don't get that. That concerns me.
She was so calm. I mean, even the way she was describing it. And I'm like, wait a minute, she was awake during this process? Right. Like, first of all, why didn't you, like, put her to sleep? Like, I don't understand that. And she said it was the most painful thing she experienced in her life. But
also, who's just that chill that they're like, well, it's been 10 years. I think maybe I should get this tube taken out of my body.
Right. It's, I get
that's
that
dangerous.
It is very dangerous. We don't all have access to the best of the best, Dr. DeBro and Dr. Nassif, but yet you, I'm sure you can find someone to do that for you.
Yeah, you find someone. Doesn't need to be them, but, like, bacteria could have grown in that core. Like, I don't even know. Absolutely. That's whack.
I'm telling you, whenever I am often very shocked, but when I see the doctors be shocked, I'm extremely shocked, because I'm like, oh, they're used to this.
This really isn't normal,
this
right?
This is not good. If you shock, scare your doctors, like, ugh.
Right.
But I do have to say, one thing I did like about Brittany is that when she was telling her whole story about how the doctor kind of botched her operation and then was doing all these crazy things, is that she had that moment where she got up and she's like, nope, I'm done, and walked out.
Yeah.
We don't always see that or hear that. Sometimes they're kind of enabling their doctors in a way, because they keep going in, they keep trusting.
Right.
Yeah, kudos to her.
Yeah, what do you think was that thing that made her say, no, enough is enough?
The pain.
The pain. Yeah.
The pain will do that.
Yeah.
I mean,
right.
Also, I hope she sued him. She can't necessarily sue him, I don't think, for her not liking the boob job, but I hope she sued him for having that tube left in her.
That's something that I wish they would do a spinoff of, or at least a segment. That's
the legalities of everything would be so interesting.
Yeah, because we hear the craziest stories. I want to know, like, how can you sue? Can you sue? What settlements are you getting? And then also, I kind of like it, but also that's what I loved about seeing this character Rajee come back, because it's like a follow up, because you know there's things that move around that change. So those are the two things I would like to see more.
Yeah,
so,
absolutely.
Cool.
I agree.
Cool. Well, I don't know, guys. Tweet at the producers, the showrunners. Maybe we can make it happen and let them know it was Abby from AfterBuzz TV who had that great idea. Gotta give her the credit.
Thanks, guys. Thanks. So my head's getting too big for this room.
So overall, thankfully, her surgery was successful.
What was your... I want to know, though, like... Sorry.
No, go for it.
But what was your guys' final thought on her reveal? What did you... Like, what was your first thought in your head?
I was happy for her.
Okay.
But I didn't really feel that it was, like, a huge, huge difference.
Okay.
Just from my point of view. So, but I was happy that she felt satisfied.
Happy, right.
Yeah.
Right. Same. I think it was, because in the beginning of the episode, when he asked her to, like, clench her breast, you could really see one was really big and it went up, the other one was flabbing. It's, considering how bad it was, I think it was great. As a standalone breast, not the best. I've seen better. I've seen Dr. Nassif make better, but I do think it's a huge improvement.
Okay. I thought they were still too big. I thought they were way too big.
But at least they were kind of symmetrical.
They right. were. Yeah, they but, were. But, like, yeah. when she did her reveal, I was like, those are huge boobs. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Is there swelling involved? Maybe it's going to go down?
Maybe a little. But, I mean, they're going to drop a little. But, like, I would have done it maybe – I don't know if they could do, like, a reduction in the larger one and then put less of an – like, I don't
– It was a lot.
It was – yeah. But, I mean, yes, it was definitely better than it was.
Yes.
Good. Well, that's for all sure. we could ever hope for. Sure. And because we talked a little bit about just having these characters, these patients come back and have an update on them. One patient I want to talk about is Brian's friend, who's actually been on the show before, who wants to wanted to transform himself into an alien, and the doctor said no.
Yeah.
There's just, and same thing. It's like, is there a botched secret society and they all hang out and they're just like, the cookies like hang out together. I'm glad
you're so sweet. The gut line. Like,
why do you want to look like an alien?
Yeah, I don't understand that. Where did you get that from? You just wake up one day and say, you know what? I think I want to be an alien. Maybe you did. I mean, obviously.
I don't get it. And you don't look like an alien. Like, you look like a person who wears too light a foundation for their skin tone. That's what you look like. Like, you don't look like an alien. Like, I don't look at you and go, you kind of resemble an alien. Like, so, again, Brittany and Alien are doing a piss poor job at portraying the character because they are trying to be a character. They're not trying to be themselves. They're not trying to be...
They're just trying to be on TV.
Right. And it's just like, what length are you going to go to? It's concerning. And yeah. I think that Brian's fiance needs to do some couples therapy or something to make sure that they're both on the same page. Because he definitely seemed more stable to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He just wanted to wear his little kilt.
He just wanted to be
commando. And let it hang.
Yeah. 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 Which Paul actually got like kind of upset about that, which I've never seen him actually get like irritated.
About the fact that he was just letting it free ball?
But like his balls were on the chair. His balls were on the skirt, which was on the chair.
So you think he was really upset, or is that I thought it was a producer move that they were telling him.
No, I feel like he looked like angry. I feel like you never really see him angry.
Yeah, rarely he did look see him.
And he like pointed. That was the thing that got me. It wasn't like he just said like I get balls off my. He was like your balls on my chair, and I was like, Paul's pissed.
That is true. Yeah. But it's so funny because considering all the crazy stuff that's like walked in,
that's what bothered him.
Wow, it's crazy. But overall, we had, two very successful surgeries. One surgery that did not happen because they didn't need to, but overall successful episode. Yeah. Do you guys have any last thoughts? Anything you want to address before we head on to our segments?
I can't wait for next week.
I know.
I know, sorry. That's what I thought. I'm so pumped.
Okay, we'll talk a little bit more about that towards the end. We'll do a really, really quick prediction. But for now, let's head into our special segment, which is our celebrity botch segment.
Let's do it.
Every week, Abby is pulling pictures of celebrities who've gotten work done and didn't really work out that great. I'll let you take it away, Abby.
Yeah, so this week, it's getting harder to find because I feel like less people are getting screwed up because practices are getting more common, and also there's like, you know, less under the knife things you can do to make an improvement. But this has always been a good one. Donatella Versace. Mm-hmm. First thoughts, ladies?
I don't think I've actually, haven't seen many pictures of her younger. So I've always known her as that. Yeah. And she definitely for our iTunes listeners, we are looking at a side-to-side picture of Donatella. Do you know what's the difference? Like, how many years approximately?
I don't. Which, actually, that's a great point. That would be really good to know.
That would be helpful.
Because it looks like at least 20, 30 years, but it might be less, you know?
It could be, yeah. Obviously, the one on the left, like, for me, it's more appealing. I don't think she really needed it.
The way she looked before.
Yeah, the way she looked before.
Right.
She looks more tan, too. I don't know if she... Is that
on the right? Right is what she looks like now. So on the left hand side, she looks pretty orange and spray tanned. I think that I think it's a little too much of an orange spray tan.
Okay,
you have to be careful, especially with that light of hair.
Her hair is really
because it's going to make you look oranger than normal. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So what does it look like she had done? Like her lips.
So definitely her lips. Mm-hmm. Definitely her lips, and I feel like you actually see this kind of a lip more now, right? Like. In Los Angeles, where the girls are doing, like, the larger upper lip. Mm-hmm. Your upper lip is supposed to be actually, like, 1/3, 2/3, or your lower lip's supposed to be twice as large as your top lip.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
But people are trying to, is that a trend? They're trying to match it?
Yeah, the upper lip's getting so big.
Did Kylie Jenner almost start that? Is she influenced that?
Let's not give her credit for starting anything, but okay. I feel like that is, you know, she saw that and then it became, of course, when you have that much of a following, it's going to, you know, pop off and you're going to get credit for it. But I don't like that. It's not natural. It's not that you're, I mean, obviously if you're getting the filler, you're maybe not trying to always have a natural look. Mm-hmm. I have filler. Looks pretty natural to me. Like,
oh, really?
You wouldn't even know.
Yeah. I'm telling you, it looks amazing.
iTunes listeners, you need to go to hop on YouTube. Hop on.
We love iTunes.
Hop on YouTube. Check out my lips. I have filler. I have a whole syringe in my lips, and I actually did a whole syringe about 6 months before I put the second one in, so I probably have about one now at this point, because it does, like, depending on how much you work out and how fast your metabolism is, how much you talk, which I talk a lot, it doesn't last the full year, which is what Juvederm is supposed to last, but she definitely had a botched lip job, because it almost looks like a bar across, you know, her top lip. There's no definition in her Cupid's bow or anything, and then I feel like she had clearly she had some volume or some filler in her cheek, but that's not the issue. I feel like she had a facelift or some type of tightening treatment, because her nasal folds are so much wider on the second photo, because you would see where they naturally would be, but now they're like
they're wider,
more aggressively farther back. So almost, I honestly don't know what that would be.
She's
looking
very scary.
Was
right now.
A facelift or?
Well, it remains a mystery.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Let's hop into our news segment.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Abby, what do we got?
So,
Abby News Reporter.
I'm so excited, guys. In case you didn't know, your face obviously is the first place on your body that's going to show your age. However, because there's so many things that people are doing nowadays to keep their face moisturized, to do laser treatments, to hide wrinkles, to do Botox, the first place you should really look is people's neck and their hands. Those are really what's going to reveal your true age. So, people have been doing for years fillers in the hands, but now they're FDA approved with two products, Restylane and Radius. So you can put both of those now legally by the FDA approved. A lot of places would do things that are not FDA approved. It doesn't necessarily mean that you can't do them. It's just like Botox is FDA approved for here.
Which
and
is next to your eyes?
Your eyes for crow's feet. That's actually what Botox is made for. Crow's feet and your 11s, which are the folds that you would have between your eyebrows. Mm-hmm. However, people do Botox. Cupid's bow, you can do Botox for TMJ. You can do Botox here to create a more definitive line. You can do Botox. There's a lot of places you can do Botox for a brow lift, all of these things. And that's totally acceptable to do. But now they're just, the FDA is basically saying it's safe. There's no problems. Fill your hands up. Take some years off. However, I don't know how I feel about it. What do you guys think about, like, doing filler in your hands?
Does it make it harder to have movement?
That's a good question.
I don't believe so. I think what it's basically going to do is, same with like under eyes. When you lose volume, your skin's going to become closer to the capillaries, which is going to create, you know, dark spots, or your hands are going to start looking a little bit more decrepit. Like your bones are going to stick out a little bit more. Your veins might show a little bit more. And a lot of times people have been trying to like do the sclerotherapy in their veins on their hands, which is where you inject saline solution. And you could do that on your legs because you would do that in little like spider veins that are not necessary, that have just kind of made their own way. But in your hands, those are all veins that you need. So you can't really be doing the sclerotherapy in your hands. But I think it's dope. I think it's really cool. This just happened like not even a week ago that it was cleared. Wow. So I was like, oh, we have to start doing filler in the hands, like at our, you know, at all our stores. Because that's a lot of ladies really are insecure about their hands. Because you don't think to put sunscreen on your hands as you're growing up. You don't think to put moisturizer. Like, you should be really moisturizing your hands with a night cream as well as your face and your neck. But my only concern is that these fillers only last, they have up to a year, which is the same filler that's similar to what you would put like in your lips or your under eyes. But the more you use, the less the shorter it's going to last, which is why they don't last typically for a full year in your lips, because you're constantly moving. So your hands, I would be interested to see how long it really lasts. Yeah. I'm going to say probably 3 to 4 months where you're going to see a huge change, and then I think it's going to start to
right, and depending on your activities and how much you talk with your hands or you're typing a lot, I'm sure things like that must affect
or texting in society, texting, you know, all those things. So I would be I would love to see someone do it and then just keep track on how long it really does last.
Watch people, like, this be the new trend they do it, and they're just kind of walking around with their hands up not doing much.
I can't
touch anything. You know, like when you get a manicure but you just got filler.
Yeah.
Oh my lord. Alrighty, I think it's time to wrap this up, unless you guys want to add anything. I don't want to end this, but you know what? Every good song has an end. Every good surgery has an end. And here we are. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. And again, leave us a comment in the iTunes sections and the YouTube section. You also could follow me on Instagram at Bonjour Juliet in the meantime. And follow my girl Abby and slide in her DMs. Ask her what are the best treatments.
I love DMs, guys. Slide in the DMs. You can find me on all social media, @Abigail_AF. You can also tune in to my podcast, which is weekly. You can find that on iTunes and SoundCloud at OGAF. And I'm on hiatus from Empire. So that's it. That's all. That's all you can find me.
And you can find me on Instagram at TheRealNicole, and that's Nicole with a Y. You can also follow my beauty page at Melanated Muse. That's MelanatedMuse.
Nicole, are you doing any other shows at AfterBuzz?
Oh, not yet.
Okay.
You guys got me first, so.
We are so, so lucky. Thank you guys so much again for tuning in. And until next time, bot you later.
I love that.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments and questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.